We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm motivated by guys in the locker room and this locker room. They're the guys that motivate me. I want to do whatever it takes to win the game. I don't ever want to compare myself to anybody else because I am who I am. I'm not worried about him being the first pick overall or anything. I gotta worry about me and this team and what we can do. I'm laid back guy, and I like to come in each and every day, be prepared and have fun. And this is football, this is my job. At the same time, you know, there's a good balance you can have with having fun and, you know, getting prepared and ready for the game.
Ducks spend more time in the air, on land, or
in the ponds,
the lakes, the streams,
the brooks, the cricks.
Do you know about ducks?
I know a lot about the geese that walk across the main street of Carnegie like twice a day and stop traffic. Ducks have bills. I know that. Webbed feet.
What's the difference between a duck and a mallard?
Do you know?
No.
I think a mallard is just a male duck, isn't
it? I think before this whole thing...
I know Darkwing Duck.
Before this whole thing runs its course, Craig, let's get a duck expert on. Let's get somebody...
Why don't we just get Hodges on? He probably knows a lot about him.
Let's get somebody to educate us on the animal.
A mallard is a dabbling duck that breeds throughout temperate regions, subtropical. What is a dabbling duck? It dabbles in things?
My in-laws...
It's got varied interests?
My in-laws have ducks. Quick duck story.
Wait, they just have ducks.
They have their development has like a communal pond. So they thought, all right, makes sense. Let's get some ducks for the pond, live down there. You can go to like one of these places like Trex Farms, which is out, I think, in like Cannonsburg or 84 or something like that.
Yeah.
Chris, you buy ducks, they're like 75 cents each.
75 cents
yes.
for a duck.
You could buy a
like
duck.
A pet
for,
duck.
You could buy a duck for like less than $3 or $4. And so they thought they got two female ducks. They did not. They got a male and a female. They reproduced, and then they had like 30 ducks.
So they were ducks doing it like rabbits then.
Yeah.
So I'm looking this up. Domesticated ducks. But what's the difference between a duck and a goose, man?
Geese are bigger. Geese are way bigger. They're Canadian as well.
Oh, so that's what we're really getting into is you've got the same basic creature here, just in different parts of the world.
I know.
So I guess it sounds like Duck Hodges, because he's kind of a wild duck from southern Alabama, is more of a mallard than he is your domesticated duck. He likes to go downfield with it.
But
no
mallard
one's caging
Hodges
him.
Doesn't sound as good.
No. So you got to go with duck.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
And if he was Canadian, I would hope we'd call him Goose Hodges. I would hope, too, that he goes and beats the Arizona Cardinals, another bird.
How does this sound so far, Craig? Good?
Pony's in an interesting mood today because I believe he had Christmas decoration issues at the house.
Oh, last night was a disaster. Was
I picked
a temporary
up on this, Craig.
Disaster?
No, I picked
a
up
brief
on this
disaster.
He saw me come in today. I said I'm going to be a little late. The dogs were both at the groomer, and I could just it's
Amanda
a slight
doesn't
edge.
Like the way I string the lights up on.
Why
the
Why don't
tree.
You tell her to do it?
I did. That was not received.
The, that
well.
Was not the answer she was looking.
She's
for.
She's like, it's a simple instruction on how to do it, and you can't follow directions.
Oh, there's no need for that from her.
I know.
You don't need to belittle. How are you ever going to learn if you're not in an environment that's conducive to it?
I don't intend on learning. I'm going to do it my way.
Oh.
Because I can't completely copy or reproduce the results she gets. She makes it sound like stringing these lights on a tree is like the easiest task, and it's not. But anyways, I digress.
Duck Hodges.
So here's the thing about... By the way, this guy's everywhere now. He goes to the Pitt game on Tuesday. He goes to the hockey game last night. What's next? He's going to be at the Benedum for a Christmas carol, and he's going to get a standing ovation.
NCAA volleyball tournament in a couple weeks.
Okay. He's enjoying it. I haven't seen any TikTok videos or any Instagram videos of him doing anything stupid. He's just out there having fun in the spotlight. 15 minutes of fame. I give him full marks for that. If I were 23 years old, I'd probably be doing even worse much worse than what he's doing, which is responsibly having fun at these sporting events. I was thinking about Sunday's game, and I think actually this is the week things change for him, Chris. Because the mantra from the coach on down, from Mike Tomlin on down, has been don't kill us. Go into a game, don't screw it up. Just find a way to win. Be smart. Be conservative. Play it safe sometimes. We don't need to mess things up because of what our defense can do. Just please don't be the reason why we lose. I think the expectation against Arizona's defense is different. I think you've got to put up numbers against them. It's the worst pass defense in the NFL, 31st in scoring defense, 32nd in total defense, dead last in pass defense. He's got to not just kill the Steelers, he's got to kill the Cardinals' defense.
Wait, why?
The Duck has to beat the Birds. He's got to beat the Redbirds. Duck better than
Cardinals. This is kind of becoming a tortured effort to shoehorn as many Bird references in. I think we've hit our beak or our peak for that. Why does he have to put up numbers and beat on their defense? You know what I mean? Because they're ranked 32nd, yes, is it for your feeling of security about him going forward? Like he's got it in him to take advantage of a bad defense? It strikes me as the most dangerous game for him of the next three because of everything you just said. Terrible defense. Patrick Peterson, we heard from Solomon Wilcots yesterday, actually hasn't been his usual self since coming off suspension. They have one pass rusher. Again, as Solomon said, you can, and Chandler Jones, you can game plan for a guy like that who's on an island and the rest of them suck. I think that's the kind of recipe for temptation here. And you and I have been Duck backers. We made calls for Duck calls, if you will, after he won his only start earlier in the season. But he has had a propensity for trying to do a little too much, for trying to be too much of a gunslinger. Nobody talked about it because they beat the Browns. That left-handed shovel attempt while he was being tackled, horrible play. Could have gone wrong in a number of ways. Mm-hmm. A back across his body against the Ravens, holding penalty, wipes out the interception. I think he's been largely very good, but I think it is very much like kind of flying too close to the sun to suggest you've got to open up the throttle because you're playing a bad defense.
It's tantalizing.
Yeah, it's somebody puts a little cheese in a mouse trap, and maybe he'll get it out, but that's the way you kind of you spell doom in a game that I think you should win. That's going to be another home field advantage on the road because nobody in Arizona cares about the Cardinals. Their most popular freaking player is from Pittsburgh. Went to college here. I think it is very dangerous if you are Randy Feuchner and you're Duck Hodges to be kind of feeling yourself a little bit after that game against the Browns and say, you know what, screw it. These guys can't stop us. We're actually going to open it up here and try to put some numbers
on. Okay, so let's say it goes that direction. What happens? Does he have the first game this year where he puts up big numbers? His high in passing yards is 212. He hasn't thrown for more than one touchdown in any of his starts. Is this the game where Duck, like, we'll bring it up to Dave Richard at 4:00. Is this a start Duck in fantasy week because of the matchup?
It just feels, it feels
is
like
he going to put up good fantasy football numbers where it's not just the win in the game ball, he actually put up some stats, Chris.
We'll save this for tomorrow, but I feel like it's a perfect day or a perfect game to be doing over-unders for Duck, statistical over-unders, because 200 yards, I feel like an ideal game for him, he throws for like 180. And two touchdowns, and they're moving the ball at will. Because you know what? The Cardinals also can't defend the run. They generally just suck out loud on that side of the ball. When he plays the Bills, assuming he plays and is not hurt in this game or anything, when they play the Bills, aren't you going in there battening down the hatches because you know it's a top three defense? When you play the Jets, aren't you going in there knowing they can shut down the run with anybody, so you're going to have to come up with kind of a weird game plan? You know it's a solid enough defense. This is the one game where I think if you're the Steelers, the temptation would be, screw it. We can beat these guys, and we can do it in style. And I think that's where you could get into a dangerous scenario. I really do.
Well, I think right now we're learning that Duck is not a guy that shies away from attention.
He's a gunslinger. He's
a gunslinger
by name. I am a gunslinger.
He's loving the celebrity. Maybe he goes into this game thinking, this is my chance to really break out. And I think your Icarus Greek mythology reference that you made earlier in this segment could come true. And I'm a big Duck believer, too. But I do think this is a game where he might have, just like Jesus of Nazareth went to the desert, he might have his come-to-Jesus moment in that game where he gets reminded, like, dude, you are an undrafted rookie quarterback. You try to do too much, and even this defense can beat you. because they still have Chandler Jones. They still have
Terrell Suggs. Well, Peterson's not been that good, though. That's the guy that would worry me.
They still have Buda Baker.
Now, one thing is, Duck doesn't have to stay in the desert for 40 days. He gets to fly back on the team charter no matter what happens. Whether or not he's in that prime catbird seat, though, is another story. You know what else? There's something that I'm going to wait for Bruce Gradkowski to tell us, but I watched Bruce's video breakdown of Duck and what he likes about Duck that I think could be really good, but also plays into this idea that you could get into big trouble if you go to it too much.
Also, Justin, no, James Conner, he ruled himself out today, which is not really news to us, but if you're not listening to the show on Mondays with him,
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, that show is the Dollar Energy Fund James Conner Show, Mondays at 5 with the PM team powered by Bowser Chevy. See what I did there, Craig?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.